Hundreds of people in Indonesia have fled their homes to escape fast-moving mud flows streaming down the slopes of the country's most volatile volcano, the same volcano that killed over 300 people in a series of eruptions last month. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Hours of incessant rains on Monday triggered the mudslides, which raced down the slopes of Mount Merapi at speeds of up to 60 miles per hour and inundated homes in knee-high black sludge. Over 400 people have fled this latest natural disaster on the volcano. It was only last month that eruptions spewed clouds of hot gas and debris, destroying homes and livelihoods, leaving over 340 people dead and thousands homeless.
Today, there will be about 70,000 people still living in the evacuation site, not including the people who are affected by the flood.
Yeni Suryani is the country team leader for Catholic Relief Services Indonesia. She says that between the rains and eruptions, clean water is becoming scarce on Mount Merapi.
Agriculture situation is quite poor right now because the water from the river is contaminated by the volcanic ash. But also the water system for drinking and housing needs are affected in certain areas.
Meanwhile, on the island of Java, the Mount Borno volcano has come back to life after a year-long lull, unleashing a powerful blast of volcanic debris. Officials on Monday shut down the nearby airport in Malang for 5 days. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.